Chris, at first $500,000. So if you currently live in a $1 million house and you're used to deducting 100% of your mortgage interest, you have a $1 million mortgage. You're now only going to be able to deduct $500,000 of that. You are going to lose half of your mortgage deduction, which means your taxes are going to go up. That is a tax on the rich, because the rich are the ones living in $1 million houses, not the middle class. So in that sense, we can call that a win for the middle class. Here's a loss for the middle class. School loan interest deduction will be suspended. There will be no more mortgage interest deduction for home equity loans. And finally, the personal exemption, which right now you can deduct $4,050 for yourself and everyone else that you claim on your income tax. So if you were filing as head of household, if you're filing as a married couple with kids, every kid that you got five kids, you get a $4,050 deduction for every one of those kids. That's gone. You're taking that away. This is potentially bad for the poor, because while the personal deduction, the standard deduction is changing and it's doubled. So right now, your standard deduction is $6,300. That's going up to $12,000. The married and joint filers deduction is going from $12,700 to $24,000. So let's think about our single parent with three kids. Currently, they get a personal deduction of $6,350. That's theirs. And then $4,050 for each of the three kids. So that's $12,600 deduction for the kids, another $6,350 for themselves. That's nearly $13,000. It's $12,950 in deductions. Single parent, three kids. That gets dropped to $12,000. So you're losing $950 worth of deduction. If your family is bigger than that, if you have four kids, if you have five kids, the loss becomes even greater. And that means that people who rely on these deductions, which are, generally speaking, poorer families, are going to see their taxes increase, but not significantly. Now, this is where the politicians can dance around, and Donald Trump can say, I promised a middle class tax cut. I didn't say anything about the poor. I didn't say the poor were getting a tax cut, because they're not. Things are probably going to stay exactly as they are, and probably get a tiny, tiny bit worse. You know, you're not going to go from paying $100 in taxes to paying $1,000 in taxes if you're poor. You might go from paying $100 in taxes to paying $175 in taxes, and that $75 is a big deal if you don't have a lot of money. So the poor actually wind up being losers in this whole thing, because they don't get any real benefit from it. The middle class, if you have less than $500,000 in mortgage and you live in a state with low income tax and a city with no income tax, you're going to make out just fine, because you're going to get a significant tax break out of this. If you live in a more expensive state like Massachusetts and you own a home with $1 million mortgage on it, you're going to see your taxes go up. So the upper middle class is getting squeezed in this. The rich, the corporations, they're getting a tax break. And it's really falling on that segment of the middle class that is in the upper middle class and you know, about the average level middle class to pay for this. And believe me, pay for this we will. It is not a total turkey of a bill, and there is still some work to be done to see what winds up in the final version. It's really a sort of a big shell game. But the big piece of it, the biggest piece of it, the piece that you need to be the most concerned about, if you're a homeowner, is the mortgage interest deduction. If you live in a high tax state, particularly if you live in a state where you have local income tax, you have to be worried about that, because your taxes are likely to go up fairly significantly if this bill passes. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. It is WMFO Medford. Derek Gary, The Big Picture, here until 9 o'clock tonight on the Talent Mikey D, coming up with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene after that. When we come back, we were going to do a Christmas battle. It's not going to happen. So I am going to bust out some of the brand new Christmas music that I had planned to share with everybody on next week's show here on WMFO Medford.
Hi, this is James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs because they are super bad, super bad, super bad. Super bad.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Run outside, tell the neighbors. It's WMFO. It is the holiday season, and in years past, there has been a Christmas music battle between myself and Chris Earle that will not be happening this year, unfortunately. I'm sorry that we're not able to do it, but we're not going to be able to pull that off this year. So, in lieu of that, and because I am without Shea Spillane this evening, who is going to be taking the stage at Laugh Boston in the very near future, down in the Seaport District, if you feel like heading out tonight, I thought I would share with you some of the songs that I had selected for this year's Christmas battle, rather than let them just sort of disappear into the ether. And I went out and I went through decades of music. I went through a lot of different sources and found all new stuff for this year. And this is the first time in a few years that I've really, really gone out and dug up new stuff because Chris and I had been doing it for 8 years. And you run out of all the classics pretty quickly. So I charged myself with finding really great, different, unheard, unusual Christmas music. And this first song that I've got for you tonight is 5 years old. It was first published in 2012. It is from a British radio presenter named Scott Mills. And Scott Mills wanted to create the perfect Christmas single. So what is in the perfect Christmas single? Well, all of the cliches that we know from Christmas music. You have to have the lists of obvious Christmas things. You have to have the bells. You have to have a political message. And you have to have a bunch of different people singing. And the result, in my eyes, is hilarious. So let's kick this off tonight with Scott Mills and his Pigs in Blankets with the perfect Christmas single here on WMFO.
I saw your status change. Your life's been rearranged. It must be really strange to be on your own now.
You have no messages.
Because Santa Claus is coming. Seems like everybody's getting something except you. Because you're, like I said, on your own now. But you got a choice. You don't have to be
Friends. a free reindeer. Well, no. But your reign is free. The deer belong to Santa. So don't hide away.
Christmas jig, get yourself a bit. All your mates are here.
I'm going to send that one out with a warm holiday hug for my dear friend Joel from On the Tell Mikey D. That was the Dumbbells, or as you might know them better, Roxy Music, appearing as the Dumbbells with a song called Giddy Up. Now, it is known for a fact that Phil Manzara of Roxy Music played guitar on that song. And he maintained years ago on his website that the entire lineup of Roxy Music is on that song. And if you listen to that voice singing Giddy Up, it very clearly sounds an awful lot like their lead singer, Brian Ferry. Brian Ferry has since denied that he had anything to do with this, which means he may have just forgotten that he recorded it, or he did it offhand one day, or they grabbed it from a session somewhere else. But they call themselves the Dumbbells. They were, in fact, Roxy Music. It is WMFO Medford. This is The Big Picture, going through the Christmas, the new Christmas music that I've selected for this year. This next song jumped out at me because it has that swinging sort of Christmas groove that we like, but also has some very modern touches to it. This is Dragonette with a song that exists in both a clean version, which is the one that you're going to hear, and a not so clean version, which is available on iTunes and is infinitely more hilarious.
Celebrate New Year. sleep. It's time for old Santa Claus to make his midnight cream. Cause
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Yeah, now
Santa Claus wants some loving.
I know it's something real pretty under that Christmas tree. Old bicycle, I can't seem to find my plows. I'm halfway watching mama before she get that sleep in her eyes. Cause
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Ready?
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa's been extra nice this year. Santa Claus wants some lovin'. That is Albert King. If you're looking for that one on YouTube, on iTunes, and you should be, because that is an awesome song. There are two versions of it out there. There is one that does not have the added singers on the chorus, which to me really makes that song. I've heard both versions of it. And if you take those extra singers out, you just rob that song of a lot of soul and a lot of late 70s cool. So the version of this that you want, if you're looking for it, is on the Complete Stax Vault Soul Singles. I believe it is 1972 to 1984. But just look for the complete set, the Complete Stax version of that, and you will get the good version. Before that, we had Dragonette. Merry Xmas says your text message. And where you heard the jingle, in the uncensored version of that, there is a certain word that we can't say on the air. But that just struck me as being like a great modern Christmas song that sort of... It follows some of the rules. It's got the jingle bells, and it's got the wintertime feel to it. But it also doesn't devolve into all of the endless lists about snow and stockings and sleighs. And, you know, it gets to its point. She's sick of this guy and she's breaking up with him for Christmas. WMFO Medford, it is 8:22 on the Tell Mikey D is coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. At the end of the show tonight, by the way, we will be doing Did You Hear? Or not Did You Hear? We will be doing What's Hot? My favorite thing from the past week. And that's a thing that happened because I would never, ever think of denying my listeners those features that you love so much. This next one is somebody else who is having a holiday romantic crisis. This is Fitz and the Tantrums.
Cause Ranger Station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. It is a special holiday edition of The Big Picture. Derek Gary with you until 9 o'clock, when On the Tell with Mikey D is here with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. I'm leaving on a little secret because you're nice listeners and you've listened to me ramble earlier tonight. The reason I am behind this microphone, the reason I do this, is because of this piece of music that you're listening to right now. It was 1990, I believe. And I was fooling around in college radio at Boston University. And it was Christmas. It was Christmas Eve. I just finished shopping, gone up to see my parents, and I was driving back to school, to wherever I was living. I was living on Park Drive in Boston at the time. So I was driving back to my apartment because I did not want to spend Christmas Eve in my parents' house because I was a big college person. And as I was driving back, this came on the radio, and it was Christmas Eve, and it was 11 o'clock at night. There's nobody on the road. There's nothing but Christmas lights and quiet and the mad rush of Catholics around the various churches with Saint in front of their names. But this came on, and I believe it was Magic 106 was playing it. They'd been playing Christmas music all night long, and something in it just spoke to me. Something about this idea of me being alone in my car listening to this music that somebody had decided to put on that night because they thought it would make someone happy. Because they thought it would put somebody in the holiday spirit. Because they liked it and they wanted to share it. And I fell in love with the idea of that aspect of radio. That this is one of the last places that we have where individuals, such as myself, such as the On the Town with Mikey D team, such as Chris Earle, such as all the great DJs that you hear every day here on WMFO, can come in and share with you things that are important to them. So much of our media now is corporate and focus grouped to death and driven by business interests and money. But radio is that one thing that just sort of still hangs out there and still insists on being what it is. And thanks to somebody putting that song on that Christmas Eve in 1990, 27 years later, I am here in 2017 playing Christmas music that I enjoy and sharing it with you. And this next one is a real treat. I never said this was going to be a silent night. In fact, this ain't no silent light. This is Lacuna Coil. Oh, and by the way, before I get to that, the second song that we heard in there, that was Mick Jagger and Joss Stone and Dave Stewart doing that sort of Eric Clapton-y British thing that they do with the guitar that just sounds just a tiny bit grungy, but oh, so nice. With a song called Lonely Without You This Christmas. That is on the soundtrack from the movie Alfie, starring Jude Law. Really, that's like sort of peak soulful Mick Jagger. Good, good, good stuff. So let's shatter this silent night. Lacuna Coil is an Italian goth metal group. They are not known for Christmas music. Heavy metal is not known for Christmas music. But that did not stop Lacuna Coil from recording what I think is one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time. This is sure to either scare the living hell out of you or put a serious jingle in your step.
To write to you, to ask for some lovely gifts. I like that we still do this, but I find as time goes by, I have almost all I need. Unlike my little sister, I don't know what to ask for. Still, I must make up a list before I'm out of time. This will be a Christmas first, I'll make your name ring. Dear Santa, I'd like a Toyota, a bag of pasta, some ink magenta, a trip to Malta, with a pleasant vista. That's everything to for my life. Rudolph had a shiny nose, and for this was ostracized. Suffered nasty name calling from a narrow-minded herd. Regardless of the outcome, on that foggy Christmas Eve, they should be held to account for acting unkind and mean. Tardy, sick of antique praise doesn't make it right. Rudolph was the bigger deer, lighting up the night. Dear Santa, I'd like a Toyota,
I'd like a Toyota,
a bag of pasta,
a bag of pasta,
some ink magenta,
ink magenta,
a trip to Malta,
a trip to Malta,
with a pleasant vista,
pleasant vista,
that's everything to,
everything to,
for my life,
for my life.
Here's a verse just for the kids,
here's a verse just for the kids.
They say you must be good, or Santa will not come. Santa's not that kind of guy, they just want an easy life. Yeah. I hope that you like my list and the funny rhymes. Wishing you a big sack of Merry Christmas times.
Dear Santa, I'd like a Toyota, a bag of pasta, some ink magenta, a trip to Malta, with a pleasant vista. That's everything to for my life.
Dear Santa,
I'd like a Toyota,
some ink magenta,
magenta,
a trip to Malta,
trip to Malta,
with a pleasant vista,
pleasant vista,
that's everything to,
everything to,
for my life,
for my life.
Dear Santa,
dear Santa,
I like a Toyota,
like a Toyota,
a bag of pasta,
bag of pasta,
some ink magenta,
magenta,
a trip to Malta,
trip to Malta,
with a pleasant vista,
pleasant vista,
a kind of Fanta.
That was Far In Jim with Dear Santa, and I strongly encourage you to go onto YouTube and look for the lyric video of that song. This may in fact be the official video for the song, which features somebody writing all of the lyrics on a whiteboard. And it is hilarious because they do things like put the little asides in parentheses, and there's some extra little jokes thrown in there. So go check that out on YouTube. Far In Jim with Dear Santa. And before that, my new favorite Christmas song of all time. Or maybe it's not quite White Last Christmas by Wham, but you got to admit, Lacuna Coil's Naughty Christmas pretty much gets the whole Krampus thing as right as anyone is ever going to get it, and may just scare the heck out of those bad kids this holiday season. It is WMFO. It is Derek Gary and The Big Picture with you until 9 o'clock. What's Hot? And That's the Thing That Happened are coming up shortly. I've got time for one more Christmas song, and I've actually made it through all of the new songs that I was going to play for you this year. So you are spared the horror of White of Last Christmas by Wham. That will show up later on, maybe next week, because I'm not going through a whole holiday season without playing that at least once. But this is one more new song, new to me at least, that I found. Gord Bamford is an Australian who lives in Canada and makes music and is singing about America's pastime. I like this song because when you were a kid, there was that one gift that you wanted more than anything else in the world. That one gift that would make your entire life complete. And Mr. Bamford is singing about that one gift in this wonderful Christmas song.
Brother wants a tattoo for Christmas. Sister wants a ring in her nose. Daddy wants a new big screen TV. Mama wants a tummy tuck. All I want's a baseball glove. Brother wants some wheels for his pickup. Sister wants a trip to Cancun. Daddy wants a new set of golf clubs. Mama wants a gold necklace. All I want from Santa is a genuine cowhide Rawlings Pro Special. One autograph by Roy Halladay. If that's all I've got neath the tree Christmas morning, one gift will sure be. It's two pages. Sister's dropping hints everywhere. Daddy's being real good to Mama. Mama's being extra sweet. I'm just hoping Santa brings a genuine cowhide Rawlings Pro Special. This morning, one gift will sure be enough if I get a new baseball
Bamford, baseball glove, singing about that one gift that you really, maybe it wasn't a baseball glove, but there was that one gift that you really, really wanted for Christmas that would have made everything perfect. Word from the North Pole says that as listeners, you've been extra nice this year. So we found that extra gift, that gift that just sort of, you know, everybody opens the gifts and then Dad's like, there should be another gift around here somewhere that I didn't wrap. Well, we found that gift. This is a special new Christmas music bonus for you. New to me, anyway. This is Angry Johnny and the Killbillies with a pretty bad idea about how to spend a silent night.
Shooting snowmen with a shotgun on a cold winter night from a pickup on the dark streets of town. When we see their beady black eyes shining in the headlights, we pull over, shoot the poor bastard down. Ho, 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 here we go. It's a Yuletide tradition. Ho, 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 here we go. Let's load up them shells. Ho, 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 here we go. On a Christmas time mission, let's hunt down them bastards. Send them to hell. There's a big one down on Main Street, just a-sitting and grinning. I'll drive and you take him down. Christmas carol from both barrels, and a snowman is history. We don't need their kind in our town. Ho, 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 here we go. It's a Yuletide tradition. Ho, 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 here we go. Let's load up them shells. Ho, 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 here we go. On a Christmas time mission, let's hunt down them bastards, send them to hell. Hear the sirens coming yonder. Guess we better get going before they start reading our rights. All our good work was for nothing, 'cause it just started snowing. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Ho, 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 here we go. It's a Yuletide tradition. Ho, 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 here we go. Let's load up them shells. Ho, 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 here we go. On a Christmas time mission, let's put down them bastards, send them to hell. Ho, 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 here we go. It's a Yuletide tradition. Ho, 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 here we go. Let's load up them shells. Ho, 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 here we go. On a Christmas time mission, let's hunt down them bastards, send them to hell. Let's hunt down them bastards, send them to hell. Let's hunt down them bastards, send them to hell.
Wherever you are now that the holidays are over, in your office or home, or even in beautiful downtown Burbank, did you remember to answer your Christmas seal letter? Hello, I'm Ruth Buzzy, and like most of you, I'm trying to get the house in order again after the hectic holiday season, and I keep finding so many things I forgot to do during the holidays. Did this happen to you? Did it happen to your Christmas seal letter? Is it over there in that stack of mail you're meaning to answer one of these days? Well, emphysema, tuberculosis, and other respiratory diseases, and air pollution, none of these take any holidays. They're still with us and still a serious threat to our health. When you answer your Christmas seal letter, you're joining the fight against these killers and cripplers. It's not too late. Answer your Christmas seal letter right now. It's a matter of life and breath.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is the Big Picture. Derek Gary with you until 9 o'clock tonight. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. Hope you enjoyed the Christmas music that I had for you tonight. And Chase Blaine will be back with me next week. We'll be doing a regular show, so we'll get you caught up on everything that is happening in the world. In the meantime, we're going to close out this show the way that we do every week, come hell or high water. It is What's Hot, our favorite things from the past week. And I have a question for you, dear listener. Are you rich? This is a multi-part question to help you contextualize what it is that I'm about to talk about. Question number one, are you rich? Question number two, are you a Star Wars fan? Question number three, do you sometimes get cold? If you could answer yes to all three of those questions, then at 12:01 a.m. on December 8th, which is, I believe, Friday, today being the 6th, yes. So at 12:01 a.m. on December 8th, Columbia is going to be releasing Empire Strikes Back replica jackets in your choice of Han Solo with fuzzy hood, Luke Skywalker, or Princess Leia Organa. These are made to look exactly like the jackets that were worn in The Empire Strikes Back. They also have that awesome Omni-Heat reflective fabric on the inside, you know, that stuff with all the little dots, so that they will keep you extra warm. Probably warmer than the actors were filming in the ice and cold back in 1980. Now, there is a catch. There's always a catch with things like this. First of all, these jackets are $400 each, which means I will not be buying one because I refuse to spend that amount of money on a piece of novelty outerwear, which is actually a Star Wars collectible. Now, if you're a Star Wars cosplayer or you're just super, super into Star Wars, $400 for one of these things is nothing. These are based on the original jackets and the designs for the original jackets used in the movies. So they're very, very cool. And they look exactly like the movie versions. The other catch is that there are only 1,080 of each. Because the movie came out in 1980, there are only 1,080 of each. 1,080 Leia, 1,080 Luke, and 1,080 Han Solo. And they don't really say anything here about what sizes these things come in. I assume they're going to be available in a couple of different sizes, but they don't specify that in what I've been able to read about it. And if you have a lot of money, there is also going to be a brown version of the Han Solo jacket, quantity unknown. Less than 1,080 of these, signed by Harrison Ford. Now, here's the ultimate gift for your rich husband who is super into Star Wars, or your rich wife, or your rich girlfriend or boyfriend who is super into Star Wars. A replica brown version of the jacket from The Empire Strikes Back, signed by Harrison Ford. And the proceeds are going to go to Conservation International, which is an organization dedicated to preserving wildlife. So I assume that Mr. Ford has signed off on this donation. This is all very cool. So if you got the money and you got the inclination, 12:01 a.m., Columbia is going to have these available. This is known as the Echo Base Collection, and you can find them at Columbia.com. Look for the Star Wars tab, and you will find everything you need to know. These are going to be available in the brand stores, they say, but I think you're going to be going. So maybe if you go to a Columbia brand store, you're going to be able to find them. Limit 5 per customer if you decide to get one of these. I don't know. It's super, super, super tempting for me to get one of these because I need a new winter jacket. But at the same time, is it a jacket? Is it a collectible? I don't know. And that's an awful lot of money to spend when I can go get a new super warm down jacket at Marshall's for like $100. No, I'm not going to buy it. And we end the show as we do every week with That's a Thing That Happens. I pronounce it correctly. Shay does not. I'm working on her with that. She will learn how to pronounce That Is a Thing That Happened. I called an audible on this one after I saw this on page 6 of the New York Post today. New York City. A dog ran amok at Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats this week. Spies at the Neil Simon Theater tell us an audience member's service dog, quote, got away from its owner and ran after the character Bombalarina, performed by actress Mackenzie Warren during the opening number. Luckily, a fast-moving usher, quote, intervened and returned the wayward canine to its mortified owner, end quote. A spokesman for the mega musical confirmed the incident, adding, quote, in the storied history of Cats, this is the first time one of the actual cats was involved in an incident with a dog. We are pleased to report that no animals or humans were harmed in the dust-up, and the performance continued without a hitch. Meanwhile, Weber, composer of Cats and the Phantom of the Opera, is publishing an autobiography.